Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Grace is God's unmerited favor. It's something that Jesus Christ did for us. You cannot earn your salvation. But having said that, obedience to God is a result of becoming a child of God. Many times I've heard people talking about grace and the law. But the law is not necessarily talking about obedience. And so you must be very careful. Listen to what it says in 1 John 3 and 7, and this is going to make it so plain to you that obedience is not works. It shows that you're a child of God. Look at the person next to you and tell them this. Obedience is not works. It shows that you're a child of God. All right, now listen to what the scripture says. In fact, you may want to turn there to 1 John chapter 3 and verse 7. 1 John 3 and 7, probably my version of the Bible is different than yours because I'm trying to get the clearest translation that I can, especially when we begin to talk about things that are misunderstood. In 1 John 3 and 7, it says, "Dear children, don't let anyone deceive you about this. When people do what is right, it shows that they are righteous, even as Christ is righteous. But when people keep on sinning, it shows that they belong to the devil, who has been sinning from the beginning. But the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. Those who have been born into God's family do not make a practice of sinning because God's life is in them. So they can't keep on sinning because they are the children of God." Now, I think that is very, very clear. We're not talking about works to make our way into heaven. Works cannot get you into heaven. It is the grace of God. But because you are a child of God, you cannot continue to sin. Because you're a child of God, you want to live a life of obedience and do everything that is pleasing to God. Why? Because you're a child of God. The Bible goes on to say in verse 10, "So now we can tell who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Anyone who does not live righteously and does not love other believers does not belong to God." Look at the first part of that verse. Anyone who does not live righteously does not belong to God. So, folks, you have to understand something, and that is this. As Christians, we must obey God. We're not talking about the law there. We're talking about the fact that as God's children, we must obey Him. Disobedience to God, when we continue to sin, it shows that we're really not the children of God. You will be so convicted for making a mistake. If you're a child of God, you can't continue to sin. You can't continue to live a life of sin. Would you agree with me? So it's important for us to understand that when we teach the grace message, we have to explain to people to obey God is not connected to the law. It's connected to simple obedience to His word. Somebody say amen. Now let me show you what happens when you don't obey God's God's word. Now, I know that there are different doctrinal beliefs that some people believe that once you have accepted Christ as personal Savior, you cannot leave, you cannot lose your salvation, right? That you cannot be separated from God. I believe that God gave us our own free will, and that's exactly what the scripture says. We can walk away from God if we desire. God will never let you go, but you can shake your hand loose from him and walk away. Paul, the Apostle Paul, said this. He said, I have to make sure that I'm not a castaway. I have to make sure that my relationship with God stays solid. It's something that we do. We work on ourselves. No, you'll never be separated from God, and that God will never let you go. But your own behavior can cause you to walk away from God. Now, let me prove it to you in the scripture. In Matthew chapter 7 and 21, listen to the words of our Lord Jesus. Not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, a lot of people are calling Jesus Christ Lord and Savior. I heard someone say just the other day that most people, or that is a lot of people in America, are saying they're Christians. They're saying it by word, but not by deed. And here Jesus says that not everyone who calls out to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now listen to what he says next. Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter. Did you hear that? Only those who actually do the will of my Father in heaven will enter heaven. Now, there are going to be a lot of people confused on Judgment Day. There are a lot of people confused today. So the same confusion is going to follow a lot of people into the judgment. Jesus went on to say, on Judgment Day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, we prophesied in your name. We cast out demons in your name. We performed many miracles in your name. But I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws. I had a call one day from a listener who was a little upset. I was teaching a series on salvation, and I was simply saying what the Bible says about salvation, how you need to receive Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord to make it into heaven. And then I started talking about hell and what the scripture says about hell. So he was really kind of upset. He said, you talk so much about heaven and hell. I said, well, it's real. He said, well, I think you're talking too much condemnation. I said, well, I don't think the Bible speaks condemnation on us. I think it tells us truth. Well, by the time I had finished having the conversation with the individual, he said, well, you know what? I'm going through some situations in my life right now, Pastor, and I need your prayers. I just have to tell you honestly, I feel you're speaking condemnation. I said, no, I'm giving you the word. It may be convicting you. I said, because the Holy Spirit will convict you. But listen, God never condemns us. The Bible says Jesus did not come into the world to condemn the world. Whatever God tells us in his word is for our good. It's for our instruction. It is to help us to live a righteous life. It is to help us to obey God, to fulfill the destiny that he has in our lives. Folks, it is important that you are not fooled by people's different modes of reason when it comes to salvation and anything else in the Bible. our standard and our rule of truth must be the Word of God. It cannot be a person's circumstances or a person's emotions or a person's reasoning. People say often, well, I just follow my heart. Well, you don't want to do that. The Bible says the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? No, follow this. Follow God's word. Whatever the Bible teaches, that's what we need to follow. And can I ask you to do me a favor? Will you follow it literally? And if you're not quite sure what it's saying, look up the words in the original language. Look into the Hebrew and look into the Greek. Find out exactly what it's saying. Because God is very clear with what He wants us to believe, so don't be fooled.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Here's Pastor Hill with a special invitation for you to join us for our night of refreshing.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and I want to invite you to our night of refreshing, October the 25th at 7:30 p.m. We are going to be ministering to you and especially to our young people. There will be dynamic music that night and a special guest speaker. Join us daily for A Place to Grow for more information. Now let's get back into today's program.
Now, some have taken the prosperity teaching too far. Ushers, lock the doors. I've got to talk about these things because we're hearing about these things. Listen, God wants you to be blessed. Now, repeat after me. God wants me to be blessed. Amen. But your relationship with God, putting Him first, is more important than your possessions. And for the Word of God to be true, what God promises us, it has to be the same in Africa and every nation in the world. So you can't look at prosperity and wealth as being something that is simply Western. When God says He wants us blessed and He wants us above all to have prosperity in our lives, He doesn't mean the things that people are preaching. He means something that we all can have wherever we are in the world, not just in the West. You know, it's important that we focus on our relationship with God. Because when it comes to possessions and when it comes to riches, when it comes to money, often people get their relationship with God and their possessions out of balance. Let me read to you something that Jesus said in Luke chapter 12 and 15. Jesus said, "Beware, guard against every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own." No, help me, Jesus. I'm going to stick with just reading the scripture. Then He told them a story. A rich man had a fertile farm that produced fine crops. He said to himself, "What should I do? I don't have enough room for my crops." Boy, it sounds like he's being blessed. It sounds like he's getting the 30, 60, 100 fold. So he's thinking about, what do I do? And he said, "I know what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones. Then I'll have room enough to store all my wheat, all my cars, all my wheat and other goods. And I'll sit back and say to myself," I'm going to give a testimony. No. "Say to myself, self, you have enough stored away for years to come. Now take it easy. Eat, drink, and be merry." But God said to him, "You fool, you will die this very night. Then who will get everything you worked for? Yes, a person is a fool to store up earthly wealth, but not have a richer relationship with God. Folks, we need to put everything in our lives based upon the Word of God with proper priority. God is first. God said to Abraham, I will bless you and make you a blessing. God blesses us to make us a blessing to his work, to his kingdom, and to others. Sometimes the world, people of the world who don't even know Jesus, they've got that better than individuals who claim to be Christians. They give to all kinds of causes to help people. It's important for us to understand why God wants to bless us. He blesses us to make us a blessing. But all the time, God is first. We're not to flaunt what God has given us. We're to remain humble. You know what's interesting? Job was the wealthiest man during that time. But we find out something about him when the devil tested him and took away all of his wealth. We find out that his wealth did not have him. Folks, don't look to hold on to every dime you have. Be willing to release it for God to use it. Help those in need. Pray about it first because they may not be in need. I saw one time there was a gentleman, and you know, sometimes people stand on corners and, you know, and they say, I'll work for food or whatever. So I saw one of these people, and I used to go by this traffic light a lot, and they're kind of dirty and everything. And one day I saw the person, they were looking really cleaned up and really nice. And I was wondering, I said, gee, I wonder if this is how he makes his money. I wonder if this is his job. Is this how he makes his money? You have to pray, folks, before you release the finances God has given you. Pray and see how God wants you to give. Don't be fooled. Don't be moved by your emotions. Pray. Ask God to direct you in everything you do. Now, can I tell you this truthfully? When it comes to giving your tithes and your offerings, you don't have to pray a lot. The Bible says you're supposed to do it. Now, you may want to pray, Lord, is this good soil? Is this good ground? I really do believe this, folks, that the Holy Spirit will witness with your spirit what to do with your finances when you pray, when you're seeking the Lord with all of your heart. So don't be fooled. You were created to establish a relationship with God that would extend from time into eternity. You were created to fulfill God's will, God's plan, and God's destiny for your life. You were not created to accomplish your own plans and pursuits in life. No. Now, education is good as long as it does not contradict the Bible and have a negative influence on your faith. An occupation is good as long as it's honest and you still maintain time to worship and serve God. A family is good as long as you marry a godly companion, raise godly children, and keep God first in your life. So someone may say, well, Pastor, why are you saying this? Folks, because one day you must stand before Christ and give an account and be judged for what you did with the life and the assignment that is given you. In Romans chapter 14 and 10, it says, for we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Each of us shall give an account of himself to God. You were called and saved to fulfill his will, not your own. Listen to what it says in 2 Timothy 1 and 9. God saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose. Now, by accepting Jesus Christ as Savior, you receive your inheritance of blessing and the ability to fulfill God's purpose for your life. Listen to what it says in Ephesians 1 and 11. In him, we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things according to the counsel of his will. Do you realize that God knew you before you were born? That he assigned your purpose before he placed you within your mother's womb. In Jeremiah 1 and 5, it says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my spokesman to the world. First and foremost, you were born to become God's spokesperson and a deliverer, to tell everyone you can that Jesus Christ is the only way to God and eternal life in heaven. In John 3 and 36, it says, whoever believes in Jesus has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon them. See, there is a plan that you must fulfill. Now, listen to this verse, and I'm sure you've heard it many times, especially if you attend this church. In Jeremiah 29:11, it says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. And folks, you cannot afford to delay God's plan, because every person has an assigned season to complete God's plan for their lives. In Ecclesiastes 3 and 1, it says, to everything there's a season and a time for every purpose under the heavens. So stop standing on the sidelines and get in the game. Get connected. Get planted in God's house. Start using your gifts. God expects it. Listen to this verse in James 4 and 14. You do not know what will happen tomorrow. That verse really becomes so much more real when you're involved in situations that have to do with life and death. It goes on to say, what is life? Listen, you are a mist that is seen for a moment and then disappears. There's another scripture that says in Psalm 31 and 15, my times are in your hand. Folks, there will be opposition to the call that God has given you and the things that God has asked you to do. But just please remember, you'll win. If you just remain faithful to God, you will win. It says in 1 John 4 and 4, you are of God and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Realize that there's a plan for your life, and that God is going to help you to fulfill that plan. Realize that that plan is God's plan and not your plan. It's called the will of God. Can I tell you this? The will of God is not your will. It's his will.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the ministry of the Holy Spirit today, please consider going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and leave a donation of any size. It will be much appreciated and used to expand our radio ministry. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of today's message is Don't Be Fooled, Part 2. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I would love to pray with you. I do not know your needs, but God does. Heavenly Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, asking you to meet every need of every listener. Save, deliver, protect, and provide for us. We place our trust in you. You promised if we call upon you, you would answer us. Thank you in advance for the answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.